Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great day to this point. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McKay. Parker Kelly getting things started. Then Christian Skelton, Red Skelton, will be along.
Yes.
So does Parker have a nickname?
It's Parker Unplugged because he never wears his headphones.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So yeah, that is true.
Nick Frazier named him that. Parker Unplugged, which I think is fantastic. Parker Kelly Unplugged.
I have like five nicknames. Connor calls me Sunshine now.
Does he?
He does.
Maybe that's personal between you two. I'm not going to ask. What else you got?
Wasn't there another one? One of y'all had... Chase had a nickname for me. What does Ricky call me, Chase? Does Ricky have a nickname for me?
I don't know.
He has a couple for me.
Probably.
The Golden Boy? What do we got here?
Probably. I don't know. I call you quarterback sometimes.
Okay, so that's three.
Yeah. I don't know. Andy Kelly. Parker Kelly, quarterback, Tennessee. Yeah. He likes Tennessee.
He does. I still tell you, if you give me any Tennessee quarterback throughout history, I'm taking Andy Kelly all day, every day. And I have my reasons of my own, so don't ask. So you guys can all take. And second in that list, Casey Clawson. Third, T. Martin. Fourth, Peyton Manning.
See, you're just doing that to be a hater because you hate Peyton Manning.
I don't hate him. That's such a strong word.
You don't like Peyton Manning.
I'm not a fan.
You dislike Peyton Manning.
But I'm
telling
you.
There is a reason that you dislike Peyton right. Manning, and I'll give you that reason.
Thank you.
But to put him fourth on the list of quarterbacks because you have a personal beef with him.
Andy Kelly is a badass.
If you have him behind Andy Kelly, fine. I'll give you
T.
that.
T. Martin won a national championship and an SEC title. Casey Clawson won in Florida.
So
Peyton never did.
Okay.
Peyton be like, meh.
This is not what we're going to argue about today.
No, I'm good.
There is bigger things
I'm just telling you. I like this because this is a no-argument zone, and this is what I'm talking with Tennessee quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And then probably Condridge Holloway, fifth. There you go.
Okay. All right. There
you go. Etching stone. Coming up next, Cumberland University quarterbacks. We'll do that today.
The Titans roster – the initial roster. This is I always like to preface it with the initial roster is at 53, and a couple of things that stand out. The Will Levis error is what we'll call it because it didn't work.
It's over.
All right.
He wasn't a first rounder.
Nope.
That's okay.
Well, he was the 33rd overall pick. That's close enough.
Still second round.
So that is done, and I think we're excited on this show that the Titans
damn right
have decided to catch the strep, and Xavier Restrepo has made the roster.
When I saw that, I texted you last night, and I was like, am I seeing this right? And you're like, yeah, he made the roster. I was so excited because so many people, including some at this station, said Restrepo was an absolute waste of time.
Yep.
Waste of time. And then we had Tim Hasselbeck come on. Tim's like, listen, I called some of those games in Miami. All he does is get open. And I'm thinking, all he does is get open? Don't you want that on your tombstone if you're a wide receiver? All he does is get open. So he made the team. Nobody thought he could make the team. He's not big enough. He's not tall enough. He's not fast enough. He's not quick enough. But guess what? He made the team. He listened to none of y'all. He listened to none of y'all who said he couldn't make the team. I think it is a fantastic story. I hope he has a kick-ass year. I hope he contributes in every way possible to this team. And look, somewhere like today, I was listening, I was scanning radio in Nashville. It's like, well, on the receiver front, he's not going to do much. All right, you don't know that. The same people who said he wouldn't make the team. He's on the team. I love it. Great job. There's a deeper story here with Restrepo. We say catch the strip. I say X marks the catch. No matter what, he's on the team. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I do too. And look, some of this can change. You're going to have waiver claims today. The practice squad will come out today or tomorrow. But so you're going to have – because there's a lot of good talent that has been released. I mean, you know, I think we can sit here and there's two names that I find very interesting. But Jalin Hyatt and Cedric Tillman both have been released.
Crazy.
And those were pretty high draft picks.
Right.
Out of the University of Tennessee. So they're both available. You know, would the Titans brass look at one of those as an upgrade over Restrepo? I don't know. So there's going to be movement around the league. This roster is not set in stone. It's just the initial 53. But I am happy for him. And I think, you know, look, he's not the biggest guy in the world. He's not your number one receiver. He's probably a special teamer.
Fine.
But he's earned it.
He's earned it. And I think, you know, if they bring in a Hyatt or Tillman, that's fine. But he made it on special teams. He made it on do it. And Chris Sanders comes on Friday and says, if your opportunities are limited, when you have those opportunities, do the best you can and make it happen. And Restrepo made it happen. And look, he's special teams. If you bring in these other guys, now Fossil, the special teams coach, has to look at these guys. Can you contribute this way? He's seen it. He's seen Restrepo throughout the preseason, throughout the practice, what he could do, and put him in there. The guy can catch. I mean, he's the leading all-time receiver at the University of Miami. It's a pretty damn good – I know a couple Hall of Famers, you know. Is Michael Irvin a Hall of Famer? He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Andre Johnson, there's two Hall of Famers. And Restrepo had better stats at Miami than he did. So, it's great, man. I'm happy for him, and now the team is set, and – you know, now the Jets in 13 days, that's the focus.
It is, yeah. Finally now you're all in on the Jets and can focus on the Jets and what's going to happen at Nissan Stadium. So the initial 53, four running backs doesn't surprise me because they don't carry a fullback anymore. So typically four running backs with Pollard, Spears, Chestnut, and Singleton. No issue with that. We mentioned six receivers, Ridley, Robinson, Tate, DK, Iomanne, Restrepo.
Yes.
Four tight ends. Now, that you could have gone either way. Again, not carrying the fullback. Do you use one of these tight ends as a fullback? Bellinger, Helm, DMR, and then Granson. It makes it, obviously, the kid, Kanick, that they drafted, he got hurt. He's out for the year on IR. Schlottman and Pat Coogan, the two centers. Skoronski, Carmona, Slater, Dellinger, the guards. They cut the guy they signed. I can't remember. He made that much of an impact that I don't remember his name.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Was it Volson or?
Oh, was that from Harry Potter?
Parker, who's the guy that they had signed to be the guard? And he
Cordell Volson.
Volson, yeah.
Volson. Okay.
Thank you.
Wait, who's the Harry Potter guy?
Voldemort.
Volunteer? What? Yeah, Voldemort?
I'm not following this one.
Are you not a Harry Potter guy?
Well, I am.
I'm not.
Are you talking about Volson?
What's his name?
Volson?
Voldemort. Who the hell's the Harry Potter guy?
Voldemort. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a Voldemort out there?
Volson?
Or no.
What we're saying is that we don't know the guy's name. We just know it starts with a V. That's it. All right. It might as well be Voldemort. We have no idea. He's not here anyway, so take care.
Yeah. So there's Dan Moore, Latham, Crenshaw Dixon, and Deklis, the tackles. Jermaine Johnson, Jacob Ford, Femi Oladejo, Keldrick Falk, Truman Jones, your DNs. Defensive tackles, Simmons, Elliott, Franklin Myers, Thomas Marshall. There's not a ton of surprises.
How many linemen, how many defensive front do they got? Ends and tackles? 10?
Yeah.
Patriots had 5.
Well, he runs a 3-4.
Yeah, I know. It's just – and they're going to be subbing guys in left and right at the D-line. Okay.
Five linebackers. Five corners. Nothing really surprising there. Four safeties.
Okay.
And in this, I heard Corey Curtis ask Kevin Winston on the broadcast the other night, and I thought this was a good question. In this kind of talk, you know, there's been in the old defense, there's a strong safety and a free safety. They're just safeties. They both play kind of the same
sure. good.
Things. So there's not really a differentiation in the two. So that's where things line up for this initial 53 with the caveat that there will probably be some changes.
Sure, and if I'm the Jets for opening game, I'm throwing at that secondary immediately.
If I'm the Jets, now the key is, do you want to claim Levis off waivers and have to pay him his contract? Probably not. So he probably clears, but I bet the Jets call him.
I mean, what's he going to – sure.
But I mean,
it's not like Dable's offense is anything new.
No, but the Jets, the Dolphins, the Packers – like, he's going to land somewhere, whether it's practice squad or not. He'll be on something.
Who is the backup for Tommy DeVito for the Patriots?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey.
But I don't think Vrabel liked Levis.
Oh, okay.
I think that was a Rand pick.
Well, okay.
So, first, what's our question of the day?
I was stuck on something question of the day about football or – Restrepo, and it was tough because we're on the football mode now of what's going on. And our question of the day is, I thought I'd have some fun with this. What's something weird that you collect that nobody else does? What's something weird that you collect that nobody else does? 615-737-1025. Right? Aggression.
Aggression.
I do that well.
I don't know, probably you don't see them as much anymore, but whenever I'm at a racetrack and I see lug nuts on the ground, like on pit road, I'll pick up some lug nuts.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I have some in my office here. I have some at home.
Do you chunk them at people?
No.
I just. Because you probably knock an eye out with those things, right?
But now with the single lug on the cup cars, like they're not.
Really?
Don't really find them as much anymore.
By the way, they raced at Daytona Saturday night. How did I not know this?
Oh, yeah. It was great. Ryan Preece won. It was awesome.
What do they think? What are they doing? Why Saturday night? Why?
That's what they do.
Okay. How's Josh Berry doing?
I think he had a top five. But unfortunately, he's looking for a ride for next year.
Oh, okay. Franklin Motors.
Yep. Your ride is here.
Just call them.
So 615-737-1025, if you want to weigh in on that and our question of the day.
Well, it doesn't have to be weird. It's something you collect. Like, I collect old Sports Illustrateds. I've collected them for 45 years. Got them in a box.
31 teams collect Rand Carthon and John Robinson draft picks on their practice squad.
So there's only two left from the 23 draft. Only Skoronski's left, right?
Skoronski's left. Spears.
Spears, that's right.
So Skoronski and Spears. Levis is gone. And then Wiley, Jalen Duncan, and Colton Dowell are all gone. 2024... J.C. Latham, Cedric Gray, Jalen Harrell's still here, right?
But he got injured.
He's on IR,
yes,
but he's
sir.
Still here.
Yep.
James Williams, I think, is he gone?
I think he's gone. Rest in peace.
He's with – well, he was here last year.
Was he? We call him J-Dub.
He's still here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's still here. All
right, what does he play? I haven't even heard of him.
He's a linebacker.
Okay.
He made the roster.
Good for him.
Brownlee, I think, is gone. Jarvis Brownlee.
Yeah, is he? There were so many that came and went that weren't good.
He's with the Jets. Yeah, he was the one they traded to the Jets that had, like, the attitude problem.
Oh, yeah, from Florida State.
Yeah.
They got in a fight.
Louisville.
They got in a fight last year down in camp.
Sweat's obviously gone. You know who might be Rand Carthon's best draft pick? Well, probably Skoronski, but his second best draft pick? Cedric Gray. Like, guy's pretty good.
Did he have two? He had two drafts, right? He had 23 and 24?
Yeah. And then J-Rob's last draft, they are all gone.
All right, but let me ask you, how many are still playing in the league?
McCreary, I think, still playing.
The Chargers, right?
Traylon Burke sitting on a roster.
He didn't make Washington?
I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay, all right.
Nicholas Petit-Frere just got cut.
Terrible.
Malik Willis, starting quarterback for the Dolphins.
Hell yeah, he is.
Hassan Haskins just got cut. Chigakonko is with Washington.
That's right.
Kyle Phillips been out of the league. Theo Jackson, I don't know where he
Vikings,
at.
He was. Yeah. To look it up.
Chance Campbell, I'm not sure.
That's the guy from Ole Miss, right, that broke his arm or leg or something. Yeah. I thought he was damn good. But injuries, man.
You know, so to be fair, I was excited about Kyle Phillips. I thought he could be like a Adam Humphreys, you know, one of those slot guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just say it, speedy little white guy that you put in the slot.
How dare you?
But somebody else was with that organization was really excited about that too. And it's funny to think about that now. I'll tell you off the air who I'm talking about, but it was funny.
Let's see. Theo Jackson from Overton High School. He signed a 2-year, $13 million contract last year. So I would assume he's still there. I'm not seeing the update on says he's still with the Vikings. Him and Juwan Jennings are together. Teammates at Tennessee and now with the Vikings. By the way, they should have drafted Jennings and Trey Smith. We've already been down that rabbit hole a million times. Who's the other? Chance Crawford?
Chance Crawford.
Campbell.
Campbell.
Wasn't he on the what's the show in New York? Goodbye Girl? What's the show in New York City? They had a Chance guy that dated
I have no idea.
Oh God, you need to get with the program, man.
I'm getting accosted by texter Ricky about wild, y'all don't know James Williams. He'll rotate a ton. So I asked him, do you ever forget anything or are you perfect?
How's he going to rotate a ton? Yeah. Chase Campbell's on the Eagles. And I don't know if he made the team. He was in camp with the Eagles. Okay. So good for him.
All right. Cool. 615-737-1025. A few people have texted in saying it was fun meeting us on Friday. Thanks for everybody that came out to T-Line.
Yeah,
for the birthday. It was very cool. So we will continue to talk Titans and break down the roster. It is truly the Cam Ward show, even though it already was. But the distraction is gone, so what does that mean for him? 615-737-1025. We'll discuss that coming up. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday. Titans' initial 53-man roster is set. And taking your reaction on that, Will Levis has been released. And so they'll carry two quarterbacks in Cam Ward and Mitch Trubisky, which is not really a surprise. Before we have a little fun, let's get to a phone call real quick.
Sure, buddy.
Eric wants to weigh in. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, a little bit reaction, Joe. As far as Will Levis might go, Atlanta could be one to keep an eye on with the whole quarterback situation with Penix and Tua. That's kind of one team. I don't know if you guys have any others. But as far as weird collections, guys, I'm probably going to get roasted for what I'm about to say. But growing up, and I'm going to be 63 next month, guys, in my closet right now, I have over 100 Peanuts books. I grew up a big fan of Charlie Brown, Lucy, Linus, and Snoopy. I'm talking about, I've been collecting them since like the early 70s. Some are like about ready to fall apart, the books are. Others are still like the brand new mint condition. I've also got like coloring books, books of all the specials. I also have like 4 Peanut shirts. 2 of them are more than 20 years old.
Wow.
I also have in my cupboard right now 4 Camp Snoopy glasses. These were glasses still in great condition that I bought from like the early to mid 80s that are in my cabinet right now. Just all sorts of stuff. I'm just a huge fan of the cartoon, been for years. And, you know, I know there are other people probably have more stuff like the dolls. I don't have all that stuff, but that's just kind of the things I've got. And I've even wrote Charles M. Schulz one time and gotten autographed pictures from him when he was alive of the, you know, the cartoons and stuff like that. So that's
cool.
Just kind of my, I guess you would say, weird thing for me.
No, that's not weird. Don't give your address out because you got some of those in mint condition. They could be worth some money right there.
Yeah. The caps to the glass, I think I got, like I said, it was back in the early to mid 80s. So these glasses that I've got in my cabinet, they're like over like 40 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's a good thing. Our question is that some things that you collect might be a little weird to some, but I think that's great, man.
All right. Y'all take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You take Thanks, care, man. Buddy. All right, Appreciate Chase, Jared. Let's do something here. I want to quiz you. Are your computers down? Let me quiz you on this, all right? You profess to know all these Titans players. Let's talk about James Williams because evidently we don't know who he is.
I need to know him, yeah.
All right. What month was he born in?
He was born in...
Come on, think hard. There's only 12 choices. 12 true. You got this.
Think February.
Hard. He was born in February. Well done. All right. Where did he go to high school?
He went to was it Plantation American Heritage down
it was.
In Florida?
How the hell did you know that?
I do know James Williams.
All right, well done. True or false, did he play in the 2020 Under Armour game?
I'm going to say that's true.
Dude, get out of here. In his freshman year at the University of Miami in 2021, how many starts did he make? As a true freshman in 2021, as a defensive back, too.
7 starts. I think he played 10 games.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Wow. And to say
all
people.
All ACC honorable mention, I think, from what I remember.
And for those who say don't know what you're talking, get out. All right, here's one for you. When he ran the 40-yard dash at the combine, what did he run? James Williams. There's no way you get this one off the top of your head.
Let's see.
There's no
I think I
way.
Remember I remember our guest on Thursday talking about this. At the combine. I don't remember this now.
4.6. Not bad.
4.6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, not bad. I mean, you got some what position did the Titans originally draft him at?
Was he a outside linebacker?
Safety. That's all right. You got 5 of 6. That's not bad. Well done.
Yeah. Well, now he's a linebacker.
Now he's a linebacker, yeah. 6'4", 230. So, say you don't know who James Williams is, whatever.
He's got some great hair, too.
He does have some great hair.
By the way, I'll go ahead and say this. Thursday at 2:15, we're going to be joined by the great Rich Eisen from ESPN and the NFL Network. So, looking forward to that.
That'll be fun. It's not one of these like 5-minute things, hard in and hard out.
I think so.
All right, good. Be a lot of fun.
You've got to laugh. You've got to laugh from the peanut gallery back there. Adam in Portland says, Restrepo, bunch of exclamation points.
So yes.
Adam, I know, has been a big supporter of the Strep.
How do you not root for that guy? I'm curious. And don't give me, he sucks. You know what? He's on a roster. You're not. How about that, right?
What are the people that, you know, were like, why are you wasting your time with this? What are they going to say when he becomes like a meaningful?
I can't wait.
Because look, he's a 6 receiver. I'm not saying they're going to have packages for him necessarily, but maybe they will. Maybe that's something that Brian Daboll goes to Saleh and goes, hey, you know what? Let's get Cam going. Let's give him his guy. You know, a couple of packages in there that give him his guy from school.
Right.
You know, because Daboll knows how to – I'm not saying they should have to do that, but, you know.
But why not?
You know.
And then something like, well, if that receiver room, if they don't get injured, he's not going to see the light of day. Okay. He'll contribute on special teams. He's ready to go whenever.
Right.
The franchise, the Titans Oilers franchise drafted one of the best wide receivers in the history of football and cut him in the 70s.
Right.
A guy named Steve Largent.
Yeah.
Cut him. He went to the Seahawks, became a star.
It worked out.
It worked out. So I don't hear that he sucks. I don't hear that he's too slow. He can't – not quick enough. He made the team. As Tim Hasselbeck said, he's always open. Always open. And so good. Let him have some fun. I hope he's a massive star. Hope he does an all-pro – everything that goes with it because he worked his ass off. Did not listen to any of you sports talk radio idiots – who said he can't make the team, he's too small. Listen to none of you, and he didn't quit and made the team. I could literally do this segment every day as long as he's on the team and talk about that because that's what he did. That's a great Rocky/Rudy story, Restrepo making the team.
So the waiver claim wire, the deadline was noon. So we'll be checking that to see what claims were made. Jim Wyatt points out on Twitter – The Titans are fourth in the waiver claim process until after the third week of the regular season.
Okay.
So it's where they drafted.
I would tell you, at some point during this show, if they draft a receiver and cut Restrepo,
you're going to be mad.
I'm headed over to whatever that damn place is called now. Vanderbilt, Pizza, Health Center, whatever. I'm heading over there. And I'll have a word with Mr. Sala. I'll have a word.
And I would. Can I just follow you just so I can watch that?
Watch him dump me in the pond. That's fine. That'll be fine. It's good video. As long as
you
video,
look at you and be like, "I'm gonna beat your ass."
We're hard and violent. There
what
you go.
What would you do if he goes, "I'm gonna beat your ass, Baldy," and then you're "You're bald too."
I would love to be threatened by a coach. That would be fantastic. So I'm just gonna toss you into the lake over here, jackass. I'm like, let's go, man.
And then you'd come out with that ball Levis threw in the lake.
Yeah. I was about to say that. Yeah, the allegedly ball that it took four bounces and bounced. It's like the Kennedy assassination. It's like the magic bullet. Nobody saw it, right? But the ball ended up in the lake, but nobody saw it get over there.
A lot of people on Restrepo, Dustin in Hopkinsville. I said it. First of the preseason, he's making the team, making a team. Restrepo, I'm saying it now, he's going to play meaningful snaps for a full career. He's going to be a nice little gadget piece. He catches the ball. He's the blue-collar watchers player. We love you, Strep. Got your back.
I love it.
Robert says he lost weight. He's faster. He gets open. I think he's going to be a big part of the offense. Can't wait.
I think NFL teams, I mean, Belichick was great of getting Edelman and Wes Walker, although he took him from the Dolphins. But teams like that are stacked with guys, man, who are under the radar that will give you everything you need to win a game. And that's what Restrepo is.
Yeah. I mean, and look, like, wasn't Wes Walker undrafted?
He was.
Yeah.
Sure was.
Drew Bennett. Like, you can find those speedy guys. And I mean, actually, he's really not that fast, but you can find, you know, those kind of guys that they just outwork other guys and they make the team.
Always open, man.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, he was a little quiet at the beginning of the preseason, but then you watch some of the games and you noticed him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who's going to throw to him? I mean, Cam can't hit the broadside of a barn. Levis throws the ball 1,000 miles down the field. Hooker couldn't do anything, and then Trubisky did a little bit, so it's not his fault that the quarterbacks weren't getting the ball to him.
So this is interesting. Bookies.com, Bill Spiros has tweeted this out, that the initial 53-man rosters for all 32 NFL teams, the average team age, the Titans are eighth, with an average age of 26 years and 190 days. The youngest – with 25 years, 207 days, is the Miami Dolphins. The oldest, with 27 years, 220 days, is the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. I bet this guy sits in his basement and does this.
Yeah.
To me, that is a meaningless stat.
I was about to say, you know how much this matters?
I mean, that's zero. It matters. And I told you, the age thing is just, it pisses me off. Like, DeAndre Hopkins, well, he's going to hit 30. When you hit 30, does your body automatically shut down? Well, how do you explain Brady and Rodgers and Manning at 40 years old? Just stop with the nonsense. Stop with the nonsense of the age. I'm tired of all that. I mean, hell, Calais Campbell's still in the league playing. 18 years, I think, defensive. Yeah, I mean, without injuries, you can still make the team and have a good career. I mean, I know injuries are a big part of that, but let's stop with the age nonsense. I hate it.
I'm with you on that.
You better be.
615-737-1025. We will come back with more. John McClain going to join us at 2. We'll get to your phones as well. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, the game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, the game. Here on this Monday, reacting to the Titans' 53-man roster, the initial one. Let's go back to the phone, 615-737-1025. Lance wants to weigh in. What's up, Lance?
Well, on Restrepo, how you guys doing, by the way?
All right, we're good. How are you?
Good. But Restrepo, you know, kind of like looking like this. Which would you rather have, a lean dog in the yard or a fat dog on the porch? And he's hungry. And then when it comes to old people, and 30 years old and being old, I used to tell my son when he was young, going through high school football, getting strong and everything else, he used to tell me, you know, Dad, one of these days I'll be able to take you. Well, you might be able to, but just remember this. I've already been down that road. I know how to win that fight, and I'm going to fight dirty. So you better watch out, them old people. They're smart enough. They ain't gonna let you hurt them because they're going to kick your ass quick. So I'll let that go. I'll get off the phone this one from here.
All right. Thank you,
thanks.
I like that.
Make sure not to yell at this guy at a red light. My ass whipped.
But you know what I like that? Would you rather have a lean dog in the yard or a fat dog on the porch?
It's a great point.
I'm hungry every time.
As I've always said, it's hard to be tough when you sleep on silk sheets.
Yep.
Which is a lot of athletes get that, and they lose that burning desire, man.
Well, and look, I heard Trey call in to Next Man Up today saying that Cam Ward doesn't have any dog in him. I'm going to push back on that. I think the kid's got plenty of dog in him. He may ultimately just not be good enough. You know, sometimes, and nobody wants to say that
right
to anyone because, like, that sucks because they try so hard. But sometimes people just aren't good enough at something.
Well, he's got 17 games.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give him this entire year.
Right, me too. I'm not making a decision on him one way or another yet.
And look, when he came out last year, all the experts, he's the best. Dable wanted to give half the Giants franchise for him. So we'll see. I mean, I will tell you, for those who have done this, sometimes the motivation in a preseason game, you go back to high school for a scrimmage or your spring game in college, it's not the same. It's just not the same when you know you're going to be the quarterback and you're focused on the opening game. So we'll see what he can do. All right, I got this quick list for you, Chase. These are quarterbacks that were cut yesterday. Every team cut the quarterback yesterday. And half these guys, we want to come to Nashville. All right, the Bills cut a quarterback named Shane Buscelli. Never heard of him, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to be helping Nick at Nico's Pizza.
Right. The Dolphins cut quarterback Mark Gronkowski. Never heard of him.
Nope.
So on down. Patriots cut no quarterbacks yesterday. Zero. The Jets cut Brady Cook and Bailey Zappe from Western Kentucky.
Bailey Cook was Michigan State, right?
I don't remember.
I think
he is. Zappe was over at Western Kentucky. Cook.
Yeah.
Austin Reed was cut by the Ravens. Never heard of him. Bengals.
Austin Creed's a wrestler.
Is so, he? Maybe yeah. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
The Bengals cut Sean Clifford and Josh Johnson, who's played on, I think, every football team in the NFL.
Clifford's downstairs in promotion.
The Browns had no quarterbacks cut because they've got 19 on the roster.
They put Dylan Gabriel on IR, I think.
The Steelers.
Kept four. Yeah. Rodgers.
Aller, whatever.
Drew Aller.
Mason Rudolph,
and then the kid.
Who's that other guy?
They took him last year from Ohio State, I think.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Okay. The AFC South, the Texans cut Brett Rippon, Mark Rippon's son.
Yep.
He was okay. The Colts cut Easton Stick.
Georgia, right? Didn't he play at Georgia?
I never heard of him.
Or No. He played at
Easton Stick.
Was he North Dakota State? He was.
Was he?
North Dakota State, yeah.
Good memory on you there, buddy. The Jaguars cut Joey Aguilar, Carter Bradley, and Nick Mullins from Southern Miss. The Titans cut Hendon Hooker, Will Levis.
Didn't Nick Mullins play at Mississippi State?
Mississippi State. Is that right? Yeah. He's from that area. That's right.
And
then
Aguilar.
Thank you. Tennessee. By the way, the ACC kept two quarterbacks in the Titans team, and two SEC quarterbacks got cut for those who played that stupid game. The Chiefs cut Chris – I can't pronounce his last name. Never heard of him. We'll move on from that. The Raiders cut Jacob Clark. This is a quarterback. Chargers cut
– Will Howard. That's who we were thinking of.
Will Howard.
Thank you, Dustin.
The Chargers cut DJ Ugale.
Oui, Longale.
Oh, yeah. That was at Clemson.
Oui, Bungalagarwa.
Cowboys cut no quarterbacks. That means that Joe Milton's number two,
I guess. Yeah, because I think they may have traded one.
Giants cut Brandon Allen and Jake Haener. Mm. Oh, Brandon Allen. He's trying. Eagles cut no quarterbacks. There's one on this list I'm going to get to in a minute. The Commanders cut Sam Hartman. All the ladies in D.C. will be sad over that.
Can I say this about Brandon Allen?
Yeah.
He gets cut, and the guy that loved him so much that brought him here is on the staff.
Cuts him. Yeah, we'll be in touch. Don't worry. Van Jefferson got cut by the Commanders. Mm. NFC North, the Bears cut Miller Moss. Good alliteration there. The Lions cut.
They got a really good fall sale going on for turf and landscape and stuff at Miller Moss.
I like that. Quarterback Luke Altmyer for the Lions. He's gone. Packers did not cut anybody. Minnesota cut. No, as if they kept Theo Jackson there. And they did, it looks like. Well, I mean, I think he's still on the team. All right. Falcons cut no quarterbacks. Panthers cut Kyle Trask.
Really?
Did he play at Florida, right?
Yeah. And he was in Tampa Bay for a while. Like, he was with Brady.
Right.
In Tampa Bay. He's been around a while.
He transferred somewhere out of Florida. Saints cut Hunter Deckers. Tampa Bay cut Connor Bazelik and Jake Browning.
There you go.
Jake Browning's a guy. I was like, bring him here because he knows
all about it.
I will. He's like, he's got a hot wife and he knows Callahan. So bring Jake Browning.
Watch him end up in New York.
Yeah, right? So that's the cut there. But what I'm getting at, there's not a lot of good quarterbacks in the world. Cardinals cut quarterback Keaton Slovis.
Yeah.
Rams cut nobody quarterback-wise. 49ers cut Adrian Martinez, former Nebraska quarterback who almost went to Knoxville. Butch said no, or he chose Nebraska after that.
By the way, how about Anthony Richardson actually making it?
There's something there. I don't know why they kept him on the team.
I mean, it's a first-round pick.
Seattle cut no quarterbacks, and that's it. So, listen, there's not a lot out in this world quarterback-wise. So, Cam Ward, if you hear – I know you love our show, Cam. I've been told that by nobody. But if just listen. You are the last hope, Cam Ward. So, please win some games for this Titans team.
So, who would be – look, you can say what you want about Mitchell Trubisky as a starting quarterback and the Bears trading up to get him and all that and how dumb of a move that was. But when talking about backups, like, don't you feel pretty good about the backup that you have compared to some other teams?
Damn right. Yeah.
I mean, who are the best backups in the league?
Oh, I'd
put Trubisky. I'd put Mariota up there.
Why would the Steelers keep four quarterbacks? It's just, I don't understand that.
Because I don't know. I mean, Mason Rudolph is okay as a backup. But they got the young guy. I don't know. I don't really get that either.
I mean, all that. I mean,
maybe they're trying to trade one.
Could be. But I would keep one of the young guys and let Rudolph go. He's not.
I mean, that was one thing I thought about. But, I mean, Levis played like absolute crap Saturday night. So, one thing I had thought about before that game was maybe he does make the initial 53 and then carry three quarterbacks. Simply to see what the rest of the league does and who might be interested and make one last phone call to say, hey, you know, give me a seventh round pick and I'll give you Levis. But ultimately, I think I did read somewhere one of the insiders said that they've been trying to trade him for a few weeks. And
of course, yeah.
Nobody's.
I've told you, it's like you got that microwave over there. I know you're going to toss it later on. Yeah. You're asking for all kinds of money.
I'll get it when you put it on the street.
I'll grab it. Yeah. Right. So when you put it out back, I'm taking your microwave oven from you because nobody wanted it. I'm taking it. And so there you have it. But he could still end up on the – is he okay? Can you end up on the practice squad? What's the limit?
Yeah. Well, they've changed that now. Veterans can be on the practice squad.
Okay. It used to be like 4 years or less, wasn't it? Something along those lines. Yeah. 5 years or less.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you land. You still get paid pretty good money.
So according to
DraftKings,
CBS, the top 10 available players on the waiver wire are safety Taylor Rapp, cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting, linebacker Alandon Roberts, offensive lineman Evan Neal. By the way, I was waiting to bring him up with you. He got cut. He's a first-round pick. An offensive lineman out of where?
I don't know.
Alabama!
Another one. Another crappy Alabama offensive lineman.
Cut.
Evan Neal's his name?
Yeah.
What is on my brain? I didn't look this guy up.
Wide receiver Cedric Tillman. Wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Edge rusher Emmanuel Ogba, Trey Benson, Jaden Blue, and Jake Browning.
God, so. Evan Neal. Okay, yeah. Oh,
but
man.
He's been terrible. He's been terrible in the NFL. We will step away, come back with more. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday. Talking roster. We'll have John McClain at 2 o'clock.
I love it when the the Alabama thing comes true with all the offensive linemen. I mean, it's just, I'm shocked that dude got cut. I mean, and some people went on the text line talking about, you know, J.C. Latham. Hope he doesn't fall in the same trap of being a terrible Alabama offensive lineman. And look, he made progress halfway through last year. I think he got comfortable where he is. He needs to be pissed off. And then maybe have a, you know, maybe him and Carmona can form a nice little tandem on the right side and go forward. Look, we just need you to be average. Carmona. Average. We just need this line to be average. You can attain greatness down the line. Just be average starting out of the gate right now.
And so what we try happens. To do every day is be average.
We very rarely get to that goal.
I know.
Very rare. So anyway, another Alabama lineman. Terrible. Do not draft Alabama. If one thing on Nick Saban, did not develop offensive linemen. Sure, you could find one or two. It's so funny, though, that the greatest offensive lineman of all time came from Alabama.
Yeah. Well,
John Hannah.
Chris in Lewisburg said the Titans don't have a good track record with SEC offensive linemen. Hopefully Latham changes that. I mean, and we're talking about – Evan Neal wasn't with the Titans, but
– No, but
– Alabama offensive linemen historically have not been very good
terrible.
In the NFL.
I mean, they had one here named Chance Wormack. I told you, every time I interviewed Chance Wormack, he had grass on his face. Every single time. And what's funny is Wormack's here, and he gets cut, and he goes to Philadelphia and wins the Super Bowl. Contributed very little to the team, but he got a ring part of that team. But DJ Fluker was terrible. Alex Leatherwood was terrible. Barrett Robbins, who I think, hey, how's it going, guys? Drafted with the Rams.
I think you're right, actually.
Was a Lombardi Trophy, was a mauler in Alabama, gets to the pros. He's terrible. I think the Alabama linemen are saved because the special skill guys are so – look, if you're blocking for Derrick Henry in Alabama in 2015, all you got to do is hold your block for half a second, and he's gone by you. That's it. He was that good of a running back.
So here are the claims the Titans have made. Owen Papoe, who's a linebacker out of Auburn.
It's Papaho.
They got him from Arizona.
It's Owen Papaho.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what we'll go with. Melvin Smith from Kansas City. He was a DB. Nazir Stackhouse, no relation to Jerry Stackhouse.
Do we know?
He's a defensive tackle from Green Bay, played at Georgia.
Okay. Nazir Stackhouse. So only claim three guys?
Yep.
No receivers? Because I'm on this Restrepo thing.
No, and I'm looking at the waiver wire to see if any of those guys.
Look at you. You know what you are right now? You're like a young John McClane in 1976.
I try.
Oilers cutting guys left and right. Uh-oh.
Bryson Easton, DT out of Tennessee, was claimed by Kansas City.
Where are you seeing all these?
Ian Rappaport tweeted it out.
Big man.
No wide receivers.
All right, good.
That I see. So.
Well, good. Well, then he'll keep him on the team. Are they the Titans practice this week, or are they off?
No, they I think they practice like tomorrow or Wednesday. Okay. I think they start going on a normal game week schedule.
Okay. Then they'll be off this weekend and then back at it, hitting the road, getting done. Did you step and watch the Memphis UNLV game?
I did, but I fell asleep in the fourth quarter.
Same. I had no idea they won.
I woke up and like the dog staring at me like, will you turn the damn TV off so we can go to sleep?
What time? I mean, I'd say
like 3 a.m. I woke up and the TV was still on. And I'm like, well, I wonder who won the game.
Yeah, searched. It was like 1:30. I was like, Memphis won the game. Good for them.
It was a fun game. I mean, what I was watching, it was fun. Week zero was the North Carolina TCU game was – I mean, it was bad, but it was at least a little entertaining because it was close.
Well, here's the thing that
Florida State,
they won.
They won.
That's right. That's not a New Mexico State. Come on, that's home of Diego Pavia, buddy.
Yeah.
And Blaise Borowitz and Eli Stowers. Here's the problem I got now with college football, and I hate it. Watching the TCU quarterback who was terrible, I'm like, oh, how much are they paying him?
Yeah.
That's what I do now.
Yeah.
How much are they paying? Terrible quarterback. Terrible game. Both those teams stink.
I got a thought on college football. We'll talk about coming up next in relation to the UNLV Memphis game. So we'll bring that up coming up next. Will Levis not claimed on waivers. He is a free agent, which I kind of expected, but we'll see where he ends up. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.